Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jason Kelsey has a media home. A TV home. We will tell you about it right after everyone's favorite one of six Jack Fritz segments on the show, the top five at five.
Well, obviously, we have to wish, you mentioned a little bit earlier, but happy birthday to Howard Eskin.
Happy birthday, King.
Happy 80th. And
he's not 80, and he's going to be so mad at you.
So what I have for you today is the top five things I love about Howard Eskin.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, wow.
Number five, the fifth thing I love about Howard Eskin is that fighting with Spike is back. It was always my favorite back in the day. It makes Spike crazy. And it's like when Howard used to show up, I'd be like, there he is again.
Yeah.
There's the king. But now when he shows up, I'm like, yeah, get in there, pal.
Get in there.
Honestly, the most disturbing thing about the last fight was watching Ike, like he had ringside seats.
Dude,
to
he stood up and got his phone out. Like it was home run derby back in the day.
Yeah, it's like he was at a Mayweather fight or something. He was so excited.
I was, man. I like Jack. I appreciate the father-son banter back and forth.
I mean, banter is a strong word.
Well, I'm just saying.
Banter's a light word, I think.
They go back and forth. I don't think he really knew the difference.
Nah, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
But banter makes it seem friendly. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And quite frankly, you know, you had him flummoxed over there. He didn't know where to necessarily go with everything.
But he still, the maddening thing, this is why it creates anxiety for me, mm-hmm. is I could flummox him all I want. He could be dead wrong. And he will just keep trucking as if nothing has happened.
It's the best part about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He just won't stop.
And he's locked in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Won't stop. He'll be wearing a Halliburton jersey for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and Halliburton's finally showing up again.
Especially when he's right about something.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he's right about something.
Well, yes. He was right about the Halliburton.
No, that trade was never on the table.
Sure it was.
No, I don't think so.
Sure it was.
Number four, the fourth thing I love about Howard Eskin is his Twitter. I mean, I know it caused Spike some headaches back in the day, but
every day I wake up wondering if this is the day.
That it's over?
That it's over,
that he
yeah.
tweets the wrong thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. There's misspellings. He's he's usually working his own little, you know, beef into it.
Sure.
Yes.
It's the best. It's a great Twitter.
Even when complimenting someone, oftentimes he will dismiss them completely.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not really impressed.
Congratulations to moron Ike Reese. Yes.
Who stole money
yeah,
for you.
Genius.
Yeah.
He stole money.
The third thing I love about Howard Eskin, and you guys just brought it up, but his ability to always stay on brand but move the goalposts.
Oh, like nobody else.
No one's better at it. I mean, the goalposts are basically flopping in the wind, and he's just right there.
Whichever way the wind is blowing him.
Yeah, It's wild. I respect it. It's why he'll always be better than me because he is, his resolve in things like that is unbelievable. His unwillingness to admit defeat is like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yeah, you really got to pin him down because he's certainly not giving in.
Yeah, but even when you pin him down, he's worming his way out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not giving in.
Like, has he ever said, all right, I was wrong?
So you could find the audio of it. I remember when I was doing – so when I first came to WIP, I was doing the website job. I was writing for the website, doing social media like what Porter does now.
Yep.
And after Andy Reid had been fired or had left or whatever it was, he was in with the morning show. And I was in there in the morning. And they were talking to him, but he kept just saying what a good job Andy Reid did. Now, this was after the worst year.
After the worst year, 4-12, yeah.
So I went into Joe Wechter, and I was like – I can't believe you guys are letting him get away with this. And he goes, get in there. And I'm like, all right. And I just started yelling at him. And I said, say Andy Reid did a bad job. And I kept yelling it. He finally said it. But that is the only time.
Yeah, but that's saying he did a bad job. I'm saying, has he been like, all right.
Say I was wrong.
I was wrong. Yeah, hand up.
I don't ever remember that.
I don't ever remember it.
Nope.
No.
It's remarkable. He's been doing this since, like, what, 80s? Like, early 80s?
Yeah.
Never once. The second thing I love about Howard Eskin is his war on weather, people. Like, it's remarkable how these people, again, they train for this their whole lives. And he just, like, spits in the face of the weather people.
Yeah. The best one when he was riding around with the periscope thing years ago.
Oh, yeah. Talking about
the snowstorm.
His views.
Yeah, while he's driving.
Yeah, which is definitely.
He's got his phone up in a snowstorm. I still.
Storm tracker asking.
There's another thing about him that drives me crazy. I am offering it out to any weather person. And this is if Howard accepts. I want them to predict the weather, and he has to predict the outcome of football games. And whoever is more accurate would win, and I want to do this for an entire football season because I believe that a weather person is more accurate predicting the weather than Howard is predicting football games.
Now, does the spread have to be involved, or is it just wins and losses is just 50? That's true. That's like true or false.
You know,
I got through half my high school career.
What people always forget is that weather people are right 95% of the time. The weather people are all right today. They're all right yesterday. They're all right the day before.
What are they right about today? This is easy today.
But that's what I'm saying. It's easy to you could say it's easy, but they are correct.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give your dad some sort of
he doesn't have
level
the guts.
Playing field.
He doesn't have the guts to step up to this challenge for a weather person.
He better leave Cicely Tynan alone.
He better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, genius.
He's just trying to do her job.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to do their job.
Yeah.
The number one thing, though, that I love about Howard Eskin is that I feel like, and we've been doing this for about 2 weeks, but I feel like he's the only one taking Insider of the Year seriously. I mean, disappointing weekends from D-Gon and Elliot.
John Clark, good.
Yeah. Yeah, he retweeted it, which Howard did not retweet, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's taking it seriously. He got the A.J. Brown report. That was a big one.
That was a big one.
He is taking it seriously. If he was really taking it seriously, he'd stop calling Elliot Captain Clickbait, though.
Yeah, but he can't do that.
He can't help it.
He can't help that.
Yeah, he can't help it.
He's going to have to overcome that.
I think even if he wanted to, I don't think he could help it.
With correct reports, he'll have to overcome it. This is
You know what it is? It's him taking one step forward and one step back.
Correct. And can you win that way?
Nah.
That's the question.
Certainly can't pull away from everybody that way.
I don't think so. I think if the odds came out, he'd be co-favorites with D-Gun. If there were actual odds, if we put out, betting odds, I think he'd be co-favorites with D-Gun. I do like that he's taking it seriously because it is serious. It is serious.
It's not a game.
And by the way,
there
are, even though they haven't publicly said anything about it, privately, people both within the rankings and outside of the rankings have expressed
their
discontentment. Yes,
for sure.
Paying attention.
More behind the scenes stuff.
Yes.
Definitely. And trying to act like it doesn't really bother them, but it definitely bothers them.
Yeah. We've all received personal text messages. Yep. Yes.
A lot from Howard, as we have mentioned before. There was a whole debate about the Trot Jr. thing on Sunday. It was on Sunday, right?
Have we figured out who the 856 number is yet?
Oh, that was so what happened?
Yeah, who was that?
So here's what happens. The text chain starts was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
That was Sunday.
So the text chain starts with Jack, Ike, me, and Howard about him being wrong about Trout Jr. and Insider of the Year. And Jack texts me separately, and he said, who is the other phone number in that group? There was a phone number that was an 856 number that none of us had in our phone book.
Did that person text?
No. They don't respond.
I even asked in the chat. I said, who is the 856 number? And nobody responded.
I needed to be someone high ranking at the Eagles. Like, that's my personal dream is that it's someone high ranking with the Eagles.
Oh, it would be so good.
Yeah, I don't know who that was, man.
Nope, but they have to stay in that text group for the rest of time.
Yeah, well, they're locked in, I guess, right?
We can't let them out. 215-592-9494. What did you think of the Eagles draft? And is the Sixers' failure in this series so far on Joel or on everyone else around Joel? Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? Let's start out with the negative, right? You know what I mean? Look, man, the Sixers are officially sponsored by the Cancel Culture Community and eHarmony, bro. I swear, man, they sponsored by them. Let me just say this, man. I agree with points that y'all put. But this Sixers team, no freaking fight. They don't freaking want it. Let me tell you something, man. Josh Hart getting all them damn rebounds. Let me tell you something. I know Josh Hart looked at the Sixers like, y'all a bunch of suckers. Because y'all know my stature. I'm a short guy. When I play basketball, and I always thought my favorite basketball player is Charles Barkley. So Charles Barkley was everything. I get a damn rebound, and you taller than me? All them cats I look like is like, y'all a bunch of suckers. Y'all let me get a rebound off of y'all. But the thing about rebounds is you ain't got to be all that great. Learn how to damn fight for the ball. Learn how to damn time the ball when a big man is coming down and get the rebound, coming down with the ball. There's ways you can time things, man. But these cats don't want to do nothing. But other than agree with, like, the whole bunch of Sixers, just like freaking suckers and no help. But Joel Embiid ain't left off the freaking hook. Because, look, at the end of the day, man, big-time players – step up and make big freaking plays. You know what you're dealing with. You know you're dealing with cats who ain't going to really give you nothing. You know you're dealing with a lot of Charmin sucker people on your squad. You know that. Oh, so no. You know what you're dealing with. And I know, yeah, I'm tired. I'm hurting. You always tired and hurting, Joel. You always tired and hurting. Stop. Who cares? Don't show it. Play ball. You don't need to talk about nothing. And you know what? They'll ask you that damn question about the freaking fans and that New York was there. Let me tell you something. What you supposed to have done was say, man, get out of here with that question. Ain't nobody answer that. And then you go back to your stats. I did not do what needs to be done in the freaking fourth quarter. That's how you answer that. Now, mind you, I'm freaking embarrassed on what I seen, but I get it. I hear Spike. I hear you broke it down. You know what I mean? About the tickets, the numbers. So I understand that part. But in this generation, what I'm watching right now is the Philly culture identity is diminishing. I don't like it. I don't freaking like it. So it's a bunch of, like, this new generation Philly fans. I don't freaking like it. Now, let me leave that there. The freaking draft was amazing. Howie Roseman was on some sour diesel. I do that. And that sour diesel make you think in ways that you like, wow, you could damn build a damn spaceship. The way he did that draft, Howie Roseman is the freaking guy. Head of mafia and everything. And look, man, when you talk about, yo, let's promote freaking violence right now. Look what he went for. Defense. Defense. And we got Trot Jr., X-Man Jr.? Oh, man, yo. I already know how hype his pop get. I know how hype you get. I already know what this guy's going to do. Hey, N'Kobe Dean, you can be on that field. But, hey, we got our quarterback for defense. Let's straight head it forward. It may not be the NFL like how his dad was playing in, but let's bring some damn violence to the freaking ball and be freaking gritty. I'm hyped. Let's stop being suckers on this Sixers team. But at the end of the day, hey, man, if they sponsored by Cancel Culture and eHarmony. Peace.
That was a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah, I love Rios's calls. I thought we were heading for a dump. You know, I thought we were heading for a curse word.
He's only had been dumped once.
I was here for a dump.
I know, that was
it. Yeah, okay.
No, your mic's off, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't normally get dumped, but he goes to the edge.
He does.
He does go to the edge.
But I don't know what the cancel culture thing meant.
Yeah, sponsored by cancel culture and eHarmony.
Well, here's the thing. Well, eHarmony is soft.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. That's another form of him saying soft.
Soft.
And so is cancel culture.
Okay.
He's saying cancel culture because anything anyone says.
Yeah.
You get canceled
just
for
just a weird choice of words.
Yeah, well, you know, just gotta don't try to make a lot of logic out of everything.
No, I'm not.
It's like when I talk.
Just hard charging over here.
Yeah, you know.
So I said a little bit ago that Jason Kelce has a new job, and he does.
Yeah.
As reported by Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, who has written a story about me before. Just want to
throw
that
out there.
Yeah, very positive. Jason Kelce will be part of the Monday Night Football pregame show, which is a huge gig from him. I had heard a rumor that he was going to be part of Sunday Night Football, which
he
is. Oh,
looks like you're not Insider of the Year.
I am not. I'm not trying to be Insider of the Year. I think pregame show, as we were talking about before the show, pregame show for Kelce is perfect.
His best, yeah.
He can be Kelce.
Yep.
The job, I don't think people know how, two things about doing color for Monday Night Football or whatever. One, that it is a skill that you have to learn and practice at. And not that he wouldn't practice, but doing color is hard. That's a tough gig. And all the studying that comes along with it, all that sort of stuff, and the pressure and focus on you. And you're, you know, it's not just you. It is your relationship and vibe with whoever is doing play-by-play too, which you don't even have control over. So I think as far as a first step for him into media, I think pregame show on Monday Night Football is perfect for him.
Yeah, I don't know how he was going to get in on Monday. Monday night is Aikman and Buck, right?
Yes.
So I don't know where he would have fit in.
No, not there.
When he gets more notoriety than what? Being like the C team on CBS? Or like the
right.
Because he's not taking Romo's job.
Yeah.
He's not taking Brady, I guess.
If Brady takes the job himself.
Interestingly, C-Team, I believe, is Tiki and Matt Ryan was last year.
Well, now Matt Ryan's a part
Now Matt Ryan's a part of the
CBS show.
CBS show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I
interesting.
Mean, yeah, congratulations to Jason.
Looking forward to seeing him.
Well, it sucks. I was getting ready to say, Spike, we work on Monday nights.
Oh, we do. Oh, and I'm hosting the show with my dad and BG, too.
Yes.
So I'm there at
11. That's why I said we, yes.
I'm there at 7?
Yes.
7, okay. Oh, yeah, so I'm not going to see him at all.
Nope. We may see him.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be on, but unless it's a night that the Eagles play on Monday night.
Yeah.
They may have a couple Monday night games.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Speaking of that, the schedule is probably coming out in a couple weeks.
I think it is May 9 or something like that.
Almost win-loss season.
You know, right? We're not skipping that show. We're doing that show.
Oh, yeah,
I think that's the reason
sure.
he came back.
Yes. I can't wait to do that show. Are you kidding me? We'll do the same thing with the Phillies. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
What's up there, guys?
What's up, Herb?
I wanted to tell you a couple days ago before the draft, and I was at the place today, the hamburger, to have it up at King of Prussia. They give me a slip. I ordered a cheeseburger. So it was, there's numbers on there. It was, my order was 54. So I got it sitting in the car here. And, man, I tell you, I just had that feeling that Trot Jr. was coming here. And
did the burger tell you that?
I mean, I watched the whole draft, and I'm going to tell you something, okay? Let me tell you what Steve Devlin told me after. I said, when they finally made the pick at 155, I knew it was Trotter. I go over there to Steve Devlin. I say, Steve, finally the Axeman is wearing green. Then he sends back to me, great pick, great instincts. Should be really good.
Who is Steve Devlin? Who is he?
He coaches at Archbishop Wood. He coached at St. Joe's Prep, and now he's up in your sinus. He's the defense.
Giglio went to your sinus.
Yeah, Trotter knows who he is, Steve Devlin, because they all played. They played three state championships up at Hershey. And I know that Trot Jr. played up there in Hershey.
Yep.
And he just says, just hope he is big enough to go versus big O lineman. That's it. That was his that's the kid that got interviewed when Kyle Pitts, he coached Kyle Pitts for 2 years when he played at R. Bishop Wood. Okay, that's who Steve Devlin is. Mm-hmm. All right, so you tell Trotter congratulations, Ike, when you see him.
I will.
He knows me, you know, from the team and all that. And I'm really proud of the kid that he, you know, put in the work and all that stuff. And Jeffrey Lurie and Roseman picked him. Now we got some defensive players that can tackle and make the plays. I was on right after this pick. I was on with what's his name from Daily, does the Daily, works for the Daily, the print.
Marcus News, Hayes. Marcus Hayes.
Marcus Hayes. Yeah. Marcus. I talked to Marcus.
This is just awful.
Yeah.
I watched the whole draft up until the seventh round, and then that was it. But the Eagles did very good on this, and let's hope everything works out.
We really are. How you like that Cooper DeJean pick?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I was thinking that, you know, there was I was surprised that they didn't go for the kid from Alabama, and even the kid from Clemson, the other guy, you know.
Yeah, Wiggins, yeah.
Yeah, Wiggins got cleaned up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted three Clemson Tigers on this team.
As soon as
the
Eagles started picking, everybody else started picking, you know. So,
did you hear he's white? Whatever. Did you hear Cooper DeJean is white? Had you heard that rumor yet?
His wife, you said?
We got it. Don't worry about it.
I didn't hear. What'd you say?
He's white. He's a white guy.
Yeah, I know he is. I know. I saw.
Yeah, I'm just checking. Just checking.
Yeah, I saw his family. I saw him with his family all around. He's cool.
Yep.
He's also a punt returner, dude.
Yeah, Brent Covey's job is in trouble, ain't it?
Yeah, it's in a lot of trouble.
Well, you know, you never know.
Thank you for the call, Herb. Well, especially because Covey, that's all Covey does, right? Special teams, right? And it's nice to have a guy who can do two things, save a roster spot, you know? Covey was good, though. Covey got pretty good at it, man.
They can't cut Covey, man.
What?
Well, I mean, listen, he's basically going to have to fight for the roster. The roster spot.
Yeah, he's definitely going to
have to fight. The one thing I can appreciate that the Eagles did before we go to break here is that they've added competition to this roster. So, you know, if you make this team at these positions, you will have earned it. Because they're going to either have to get rid of some good players. Well, they probably are going to have to get rid of good players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or players. Some players. Speaking of players, the Eagles, you know, Howie Roseman said that he thought they were going to end up with a tackle higher in the draft. They didn't. But they do have a new offensive tackle with a ton of upside. We will talk about that player next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, this hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window, receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com.
Well, Spike, as you know, as Phillies fans, as Philadelphia sports fans in general,
game time.
A lot of teams suck.
Yes, that's true.
But for business owners, local business
owners. Oh, you're going to talk about hackers.
Hackers
the
suck.
The worst.
Hackers suck.
Hackers suck. Have you ever been hacked? It's terrible.
I think I've been attempted, but then I changed my password.
There you go. You got to get that two-factor going.
Two-factor authentication is very important.
Absolutely.
Thank God Telesystems here, because every single day there are data breach attempts on Philly businesses. That's where Telesystem comes in. They keep your business connected and protected so Bedlam doesn't hit your bank account. IT is about trust. Visit hackersuck.com for all your business's cybersecurity, networking, and communication needs. You can also register for Telesystems HackerSuck Summit.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So it started with Jack making fun of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And I feel like what's evolving into is Jack is deciding that Limp Bizkit is good.
Yeah. It's like he's discovered new music or something. They're like, oh, I didn't know this sounded good.
Well, like, I just, again, they're so simplistic, kind of like me.
Yes. They're great.
I like listening to them driving in.
Yes. They're great.
Is that Fred Durst?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Ah, look at that.
Look at you. Yeah. Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
Well, I remember him and Eminem had a thing going, right?
Yeah. Well, and remember, they did, I'm just trying to think of like things he's done with hip hop artists. They got a song with Snoop. They have a song with Method Man.
That makes sense.
Method Man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Snoop.
Yeah. I love Fred Durst. I love Limp Bizkit. I miss them so much. Like, they, anyway, they tour now. They do festivals, all that kind of stuff. But Jack liking Limp Bizkit is a.
How do you feel about the band Loaded Diaper?
What's the band Loaded Diaper?
I'm not commenting.
Never heard that?
No.
Loaded Diaper?
No.
Have you ever seen the movies?
Oh.
Diary
of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Never seen those?
No. Well, I don't have any kids, and I'm older than
sure,
that.
Sure, makes know what sense. I mean?
So
makes
that,
sense.
That's Nickelodeon, right? That's not my Nickelodeon era. My Nickelodeon era is you can't do that on television, Double Dare.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know if that's Nickelodeon. I'm not even sure.
I think Diary of a Wimpy Kid is. It feels like a
Fritz. Either way, that kid who was the wimpy kid, his older brother was in a band called Loaded Diaper.
Loaded Diaper's a good name.
That's a great name.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. You know, speaking of Loaded Diapers, one thing we didn't examine was the Fritz.
That's right.
Fart moment. Maybe we have a busy show today, but I think tomorrow needs to be addressed. Are you okay with
definitely.
That, Fritz?
Well,
no choice.
It was my couch, first of all.
Couches don't make that. We got leather couch at home. You're not sitting on plastic. You don't have plastic on your couches.
Well, you don't know me, first of all. But
for those who didn't hear,
I'm surprised I farted. I'm surprised I farted. I usually don't flatulate on the air.
For those who didn't hear it, we unveiled a piece of audio on Friday's show when Jack was not here of him doing the final out and maybe letting out a little toot.
Yeah.
So we'll discuss tomorrow.
The couch is moving.
The Eagles officially have a new tackle. We will talk about that right after we talk to OG Wade. You're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
So you got the fart master back. Welcome back.
It's debatable which one is the fart master, but given the context, you're talking about Jack.
First of all, the brother, a brother is going to admit.
We're going to go ahead and just take that one. Yeah.
Only Jack, who ain't been in a fight with a damn bird seed, would say, I didn't know I farted. I'm embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I own up to my farts. I don't think it happened.
No, you didn't. Because you lied to me and told me it was your couch.
Yeah, I think it was my couch.
No, it was actually the booty sitting on the couch. How about that one? Hey, listen, man, I was so, so proud of Jeremiah and his son, man, when he was drafted. And then the emotion that Lori, you know, called with. And it was just felt really, really good, man, and authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no better city than Philadelphia, man. And Jeffrey Lori is really high class. High class. I don't know about this Sixer owner. This guy, a stock market broker. You get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? But Jeffrey Laurier is a class act. I wish he could buy the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? So we might want to try to do a GoFundMe on that one there.
How about but, that?
And also, we got a chance to make history, guys.
How's that?
Philadelphia Eagles, first team to feature two white guys in the secondary.
Well, it's got to happen first, but it would be.
Tells me it's going to happen at some point. Yeah, at some point it's going to happen.
Well, I mean, look, as the resident white guy, I'm just going to say there's a lot riding on this, you know, for Reed Blankenship and Cooper DeJean. Yeah. I'm not saying the future, you know, relies on your success here, but as trailblazers.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, Cooper, I didn't even think of it that way, Spike. Like, Cooper DeJean has a lot on his shoulders, man.
Does.
All the white corners in America.
Think about every Warren Moon and Randall Cunningham, what they did for black quarterbacks.
Yes.
And, you know, we could have the same, you know, sort of rise in the defensive secondary. So
I can't wait to hear the chants. Everybody, why are you booing him? No, dummy, we said Coop. Hey, but the draft, I'm going to be honest with you. The first round, I was a little disappointed, you know what I'm saying, because I actually wanted my man, the DN from Florida State, you know what I mean?
Jared Verse.
So when I didn't get him, you know, because Knowledge Without College, we hosted the first round. But, you know, that's another story another day, you know what I mean? But it turned out very good. I'm very happy, pleased with the draft. And I just wanted people to put some respect on Howie's name, always saying that he don't know how to draft and this and that, he can't pick players. And I put out a tweet because I want the young players, including Jeremiah, to understand that when you get drafted, you young guys have to reset your goals. Because when you, all your life, your number one goal was basically to make it to the NFL. You know what I'm saying? And then when you make it, I think the guys forget to reset their goals, and now you become with the money and with the baby mama.
What Eagles draft pick is seeing your tweet? What is that doing?
I'm just letting the guys know, man. Reset your goal.
Very inspiring. Very inspiring.
You have an opportunity. I'm certain you got an opportunity to become a great player when you do that, because now you got something that you can chase, because you've achieved it. That was the biggest thing in these guys' lives, was to make it to the NFL and buy their mama a house and their dad a house. You know, now when you do that, if you don't reset that goal, what are you really chasing? A paycheck?
You know what I mean?
I actually think that's a really good point, OG. Mm-hmm. You work your entire life up until that point for that moment to get drafted, to get on the team, and then all of a sudden you're there and you can't rest, so you do need a new goal.
But I don't like the fact that people blame Howie when these guys don't pan. It's not Howie. Howie took you because of what he believed that you could do, what he's seen you do on tape in terms of the even the guys that help him as a team to scout you. Now it's your job to make them look good and do your damn work. Put your work in.
I didn't know you were on Team NovaCare, OG Wade. I didn't know you were there with Howard and ESPN.
I'm all in, man. And then I just got my press pass, too. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, boy.
What you got to answer, that was a good question you had for the Jeremiahs. But I want you to do as I want you to answer that question for yourself.
What's the question again?
About the pressure.
About the dad following
the dad. Of the dad being successful and then you coming in and you've been doing a pretty good job yourself. You know what I mean? You're a little smart around the mouth, but I could trim that off. That's all right.
The truth is, OG, it's different for me at 47 than it is for Jeremiah Jr. at 22. If I was 22 doing this
21,
job.
21, actually.
21. Yeah. If I was 21 doing this job, I would have been crushed under the pressure. Like, I spent most of the first part of my career when I worked in music radio, I didn't even use a last name. I was just Spike, trying to not any sort of like shame, just trying to separate
trying
what
to
I was
build
doing.
Your own,
But at this point, and I don't say this like I'm not. I've had a good career doing what I do, and I think I'm pretty well established, at least within this room, which is really important to me, and within the industry that I know what I'm doing. So I like the idea that I'm doing the job that he did because I'm not trying to be him or live up to him in any way. I'm more than that. I'm trying to live up to you two. I understand the question. I understand why people might think it is a thing, but really him doing this job when I accepted this job was not really on the forefront of my mind. I think just because I've had such a long career.
Well, and this isn't, and appreciate the call, OG. This isn't where you initially thought about doing anyway.
No.
As far as where you're at today.
Mm-mm. I didn't consider it until Rod brought it up.
Yeah.
to be honest with you.
I tell you, I think with young Jeremiah, the biggest thing for him is just going out and meeting his own expectations. I really do believe he's grown up under this sort of cloud of my dad is who he is. And I'm telling you, when you can almost hear it in Trot's voice when he talked about what he's trained Jeremiah to do and prepare. He really has. Like he has poured a lot into him. So like his other son too is at West Virginia. He's gonna be a draft pick too in 2 years. Josiah Trotter, a little bigger than Jeremiah. Josiah is about 235, 240.
Well, we can take him, too.
Yeah, we can take him, too. Yeah.
Take all the Trotters.
So I think this is where we're going to benefit, that this young man has sort of he has the Jalen mentality. He's serious about a lot of stuff, and he's focused.
Well, and the truth is that he's going to have to be able to play. And if he plays, he will succeed. And if he can't, then he won't. There's a reason why Ken Griffey Jr. had a great career in Major League Baseball and Pete Rose Jr. did not. You know, one could not – just one can play and one can't. When you get to this level, I'm sure they will – there's a little bit of a difference within how he gets treated at this point just because there's a familiarity there.
Sure.
But once camp starts, he's going to have to play football and he's going to have to be good. And
he's
got to
earn the respect in that locker room.
Absolutely.
That's where he first has to earn it, in that locker room.
100%. And they most of those players –
they have
so
no recollection
young,
of his dad.
They do not care. They don't. They don't care at all.
As a matter of fact, I would say
it puts him behind a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Because now they may look at you like, okay, you're here because of your dad. So you almost have to earn the respect of everybody else in the locker room. I mean, like I said, he's dealt with that pretty much his entire life.
And I'm sure he'll be fine.
He's a 2-time All-American?
Yes.
He didn't get that because his dad was Jeremiah.
Exactly.
Well, you'd be surprised what people can accuse you of getting because of your dad.
Oh, I know. We've seen the comments.
Yeah, yeah. Really? WFAN program director? Really? You think my dad arranged that? So Before we get to the text line, the Eagles have officially signed Mekhi Becton to a one-year deal.
Mm.
Former Jet, was the 11th pick in the 2020 draft, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Big boy, too.
Very enormous, 360 pounds, something like that.
6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, he's huge. He was a great prospect, had a good rookie year, got hurt, missed a couple of years, basically. Had a switch from left to right tackle,
right tackle
I think
yeah.
he went,
yep.
and was not... That was a disaster year for the Jets last year. It's sort of hard to grade anybody on anything. Their offensive line was not good, and he was not good last year. Now, who knows if it's one of those things where when you're recovering from injury, it's usually the year
the
after
year.
The year.
Yeah.
It's worth a flyer, especially
oh, yeah.
when you don't draft a tackle like you thought you were going to draft. So it's worth a flyer considering his size, considering his pedigree. The thing that kind of sucks is that they sign these one-year deals, and if they perform,
they're leaving via free agency.
They're either leaving or you're paying them a ton yeah. of money. But I think as far as offensive line depth goes, and at that position, he's played both tackle positions. I think you could do a lot worse.
I wonder if he gets a shot at guard.
Real at that size?
Possibly.
Really?
I mean, he's not going to play unless Lane or Jordan Mailata gets injured.
Right.
So, I just wonder if they give him a look at guard.
Informed
now listen, man. Like, is this gonna have to go on the Insider of the Year? I mean, like,
is this a report?
I know. It's just like it's so tough to read
see,
him.
See, he's laughing.
Who is this guy,
yeah.
man?
He's gunning for it. He's season open.
Oh, he's the,
I am not. I'm just.
Wait
I'm just,
till wait till Howard tomorrow says I'm he just, might play guard. I'm just letting everyone know.
I'm just sharing information, man. It's my thoughts.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
All. Just
okay.
My thoughts. That's
sharing information. Okay.
Before we get to Justin in Tennessee, let's do the text line.
Text line.
Hey, Ike. Hey, Reese. Did someone just blame me on this show?
Daryl in Center City.
Hey, Ike. Hey, Reese.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
We will at some point get him on the show. We can hash all.
And you won't hold him accountable.
Listen,
I hold him accountable. Listen to the interviews.
Stop. He said that and ducked under the table. He thinks he's found the nerve.
Yeah, he has.
Yes.
Because whatever.
Next.
Does Spike do this show with pom poms? What a dope. Howard and Delco.
Oh, is that a Maury thing, too?
It could have been a real text. I think it's more about Embiid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm the pom-poms guy. Guy comes in here decked out head to toe in Eagles draft gear. He's got Eagles sneakers on, Eagles pants, Eagles hoodie, Eagles hat, Eagles ring. And I'm the pom-pom guy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay. What's next?
Yeah, that DeJean pick was a home run, man. That guy plays the game the right way. Howie's back, man.
Delco Dad's breaking out their New Balances and firing up the grill after the pick.
Oh, man.
That one's pretty good.
Yep. Plays the game the right way.
Plays the game the right way. Yep.
Thinks the game.
It's gonna be a popular jersey.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Let him wear 20.
So, When Richie came back, before Richie came back, I said to him, he said, he's like, I was only there a year and a half, 2 years or whatever. He's like, do you think anybody was going to remember me? I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're
really?
A white fullback whose head bled all the time?
His head bled all
yeah,
the time.
I was like, are you kidding? There'll be Richie jerseys all over the place.
Sure.
Cooper DeJean will be a popular jersey. He can, the video of him playing basketball. Good athlete, man.
Pretty good.
Duncan.
Pretty good.
Two hands.
I didn't look like that playing basketball.
Having seen you, and I didn't see you at that age.
So. Yeah, not even at that age, I didn't look like that.
What's next?
What? Howie, after being called Big Pimpin'.
What's up, Big Pimpin'?
That is a good one.
Yeah.
What up, Big Pimpin'? Hey, man. That's sort of an old term too. Where did he get that term from?
We're gonna have to have him on the show.
I'm like, yeah, that's kind of my younger generation term, Big Pimpin'.
We're gonna need Jalix Hunt on the show to call all of us Big Pimpin' so we can all have our own sound bite.
So where is he from?
I don't know. He went to Houston Christian. I don't know where he's from.
And he started at Cornell?
Yeah, he started at Cornell. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think he started at Cornell.
Cornell?
Yeah.
They have a football team?
Come on, man.
Well, maybe.
Ivy League's hot, man. But Ross Tucker went to Princeton.
Oh, that's right. I've just never heard anything about it. I've heard about Penn football.
I've never heard like one Princeton player football. At Cornell. But
no?
That, yeah, to be fair. Like one player in the NFL at Cornell. No shot.
He's got to be from around there, I wonder, to go to Cornell. Well, maybe not. Big Pimpin' feels like a down south guy.
Yeah, I know. That was my initial thought. Yeah. Like, he must be from Texas or something.
Yeah, Louisiana. Big Pimpin'. What's next?
It wasn't Knicks fans putting a Knicks jersey on me. It was Jack. Wilt in heaven.
Come on, man.
Next. I'm not touching that.
What a call by the Trotters. Axeman Jr. is my new favorite Eagle, until he misses a tackle, at which point I will declare him the worst draft pick in Eagles history. Until he then makes a great special teams play, and I will say that they should give him a gold jacket. I'm a real fan, guys. Chuck in Mount Airy.
Right?
Oh, no.
How you do Chuck like that, man?
Oh, I'm not answering that call tomorrow.
And believe me, he's going to know about it.
Justin in Tennessee. Now, Justin, I had heard that you were a little apprehensive to call because of the new rules.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
No, I wasn't apprehensive. I was just wondering if I could go with my regular greeting I've had since 2018, I guess.
Yeah, so here's what I think what we decided. And we're going to start enforcing the Bill of Spike this week. And
one
enforcing
day.
The
one
rules.
Day we'll start enforcing
well,
the Bill of Spike.
Maybe what's battle that? Sometime this century we'll finish up the imaging part of it so we could actually have the rules stated. What I think, Justin, I think what we determine is you can say it, but I'm not going to answer and tell you how I'm doing.
That's fine.
So almost treat it as like a hello as opposed to how are you doing? Because we're doing great, you know. So
hey.
Yes.
I think your dad says it best, ma'am. I've never had a bad day. So, but, you know, down south, hey, how you doing? How's your mama and them? That's just a southern thing.
Yeah, all good. All good, Jess.
All good.
Anyway. You have an exemption.
Well, me and OG, I think OG has one too because he does it in his greeting as well.
Yeah, OG wasn't going to let me get away with it. OG has forced his way into having it, so that's fine.
Us OGs has got to stick together, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Anyway,
what's up, man?
Real quick on the draft, guys. I loved it. Absolutely. I was freaking out when Mitchell fell to us at 22, and everybody, you know, there were some folks saying that they didn't like it. They would have rather had Arnold or Kool-Aid or whatever. Well, the fact of the matter is, and I've said this over and over, every single corner on the board was available, and that's who they wanted. So you've got to have faith in it because they evaluated every one of these guys. Yeah, you had two guys that played at Alabama, one at Clemson. Yeah, they played better competition, but still, yeah, this is the guy they wanted. He was the highest-rated corner on every board, and they got him at 22. Didn't have to trade up for him, didn't have to do anything. He just fell to him.
Yeah.
Number two, the receiver that we got from A&M, Anais Smith. I'm telling you, I know, Spike, you hate college sports. You don't like them. I love college sports. I love them. This kid is a yak monster, Ike. He runs through tackles. No joke, he's kind of like, in my opinion, like a Steve Smith type of slot receiver.
Ooh.
He's small, ooh, compact. I'm telling you, dude, he's good on punt returns. He's great yards after the catch. I love this kid. But something I've not really heard a lot of people say is I think – this was a big win over the weekend for Tyler Steen because they didn't take a guard very high.
It's true.
So maybe Jeff Stoutland has something in the bag for Tyler Steen. He believes in him. He thinks, you know, I've got a whole off season to work with this kid. He played some last year. He got his feet wet. And then they got a kid in the fifth or sixth round from Michigan, a guard. I don't know nothing about him, just what I've read. A lot of folks like that pick that late, you know, be a good development. We need that. We need some good backups because we lost some good backups this offseason, but been a good show today, boys. Sorry it took me so long to get on here with you. That leading off, boys, I get off work at 5:30. You go in leading off at 5:40. But
where'd your guy get drafted? Where did Jalen Wright get drafted?
Jalen Wright went – we traded out of that pick, and that's when Miami took him.
Oh, so he went to the Dolphins. Okay.
Yep,
okay.
They have Jalen Wright, Achie, and who's the other running back? Mostert. So they have probably the fastest backfield in the NFL because Wright ran like a 4.34, and we all know how fast Devin Achie was at A&M. But, we traded out, and the Dolphins picked him. Then we got Will Shipley, and I like Will Shipley too. Kid does not care to stick his nose in and block. It's awesome. I know Jack hates this, but also I love the Jackie baseball segment as well. I know Spike doesn't want to hear that, but I love the Jackie baseball segment, and I got to hurry and get out of here. So I love you, boys. I mean, I'll let you later.
All right, Justin.
See you, Justin.
Love you.
You know,
he's the only caller I say I love you, too. Yeah.
We didn't talk about the offensive line guys. The Michigan guy looks like he was a solid starter
big
for
brute,
Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Big dude. And I was watching his YouTube, and it reminded me of the offensive line guys around your time, the Runyons. Like, he looks kind of mean.
Yeah, a little nasty.
Yeah, levels people a little bit.
Yeah, don't usually get that with Michigan players, but yeah.
And then the center they took in the sixth round or the seventh round, I forget what his last name was.
Hold on, I had to.
It's the NC State kid.
The NC State kid. I don't know. He just... Of course, any undersized center
in the sixth round.
Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, I mean he looked like a great athlete. I think he's under 300 pounds or whatever. But
it was a good weekend for Steen and Jordan Davis. They didn't.
I would agree.
Is it Dylan or Dylan?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan McMahon.
Have you ever heard of Dylan before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a nephew named Dylan.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's an O, right? Not an A.
No, it's Dylan.
Oh, Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Dylan. I assume this is Dylan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's a cultural difference.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Dylan.
Well, I agree. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, I think it's Dylan.
Yeah.
Definitely Dylan. So coming up next, we haven't had one of these since I've been here as a Fritz at 6.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
And
yes.
I was getting excited.
I was actually going to ask because I can't tonight because my wife is still out of the country, so I have to get home for the dog. But I would love to stick around for a Fritz at 6 at some point.
Oh, well, that turns into... I already have the king on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. So you want a little solo. A
lot of Eskins.
Wow. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That'd be fun.
No, right. But believe me, he wants the hour himself.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I could do without the Tuesdays and Thursday nights.
Well, what if I just have the drop board instead of talking?
So you work as the producer.
Yeah, well, then you make me look bad for the hour, like I make everyone else look bad.
Yeah, I'm just going to play the fart sound over and over
and
over again.
It was my couch.
So Fritz at 6 is next. Fritz has a pretty... I would say, inflammatory take about Joel Embiid, and that is coming up at 6. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Just give up.
Yeah. Well, give up. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.